News, I'm Ben Thomas. Further clues to what may have motivated a gunman to kill the CEO of United Healthcare last week. Suspect Luigi Mangione shouted at reporters as he was led into a Pennsylvania courthouse.
Clearly out of touch, and it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people and lived experience.
A law enforcement bulletin obtained by AP says Mangione was carrying a handwritten document expressing anger with what he called parasitic health insurance companies. Mangione is fighting extradition to New York. 20,000 residents of Southern California are under evacuation orders or warnings as firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu. A congressional task force is recommending changes to the Secret Service following two attempts on President-elect Trump's life. Mike Kempen has details.
The report describes the July assassination attempt against Trump as tragic and preventable. It suggests transferring the Secret Service responsibility of protecting foreign leaders during the UN General Assembly in New York to another agency. And it notes the officers carry out many investigations not related to their protective mission. The task force recommends reviewing those responsibilities so the agency can prioritize protecting U.S. leaders and candidates running for office. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And Norman Hall on a couple of law enforcement officers overseas facing legal peril.
South Korea's two highest police officers have been detained to be investigated for their roles in enforcing President Yoon Suk-yeol's short-lived martial law decree last week. Word of the arrests from police comes as the main liberal opposition Democratic Party is pushing for Yoon's impeachment. The country's main law enforcement institutions are investigating whether the president's declaration amounted to rebellion. Yoon's former defense minister was arrested for his alleged involvement. I'm Norman Hall.
Stocks drifted lower ahead of an inflation report due Wednesday. This is AP News. Marty Zaraleta now with the story behind a holiday staple. Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' Around. Brenda Lee remembers it was a warm day in Nashville when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. To create atmosphere, the crew turned up the air conditioner and put up holiday decorations. Lee was 13 at the time, and the song did not even chart until 2 years later when she was better known. The big boost came in 1990 when it was featured in the movie Home Alone. As the movie became a holiday favorite, so did the song. Last year, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree became the single with the longest run from its release to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 at 65 years. Lee turns 80 on Wednesday and says she never thought her legacy would be a Christmas song. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.